MCC Live continues on the Tri-Cities Leader in Sports, 1340 ESPN.
Talking the Mid-Columbia Conference, all the sports right here on 1340 ESPN. We are the Tri-Cities Leader in Sports, along with MCC Insider Kevin Kennedy. I'm Will Bradley.
And I'm Kevin Kennedy, the Insider.
I just said that.
Oh, but I just got to reaffirm for myself that.
I don't want to hear that. Oh, okay. MCC Live today is brought to you by Tender Mercies Adult Family Communities, a worry-free home for your loved one with a comfortable environment, warm staff, creating a personal living experience for all the residents. There's regular activities which encourage physical and mental wellness. Check them out at TenderMerciesAFC.com.
Nice.
And Kevin, we're talking girls gymnastics.
Yes, we are. Right now on the phone with Becky Shaw from Southridge High School Gymnastics. Hi, Coach Shaw. How are you?
I'm doing.
That's great. Are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, the call dropped. So thank you for joining us on 1340 ESPN. And we focus on all the sports on our show. And, of course, we want to focus on gymnastics this week. And so we want to focus on your program because there's only two programs in gymnastics.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. So you got Southridge and Kamiakin are the only two schools that represent gymnastics.
Yeah, just Southridge High and Kamiakin High.
Yep.
Is it fair to say there's a rivalry between the two of you in gymnastics? Since there's only like two big dogs on the block.
But we're 3A and 4A, so we don't actually really even compete against each other.
Oh.
We're like a big family, actually. I've known Mike and Coach Sarah for 30 years.
Oh, wow. That's a long time. How did you guys get together? I mean, how do you know her for 30 years?
Yeah, we coached at the little gym together.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, and then just through the years. And, you know, gymnastics community is small. We all know each other.
I think that's every sport, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
We need more drama, though. You know, there's so much reality TV, the drama, you know, you need the clicks. You need the sellers' newspapers. You need to get the ratings.
I wish we did. I wish we had a bunch of us that we could just be rivals.
Well, okay. What is your favorite reality TV show right now, Will?
90 Day Fiancé.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Oh, come on. True love has to work. You can cross borders, and they just got to figure out the quirks, the cultural quirks of the other one. It's the only true obstacle to love.
That would be a little awkward, wouldn't it?
Yes. Well, there's a song in the 1980s you might realize because you are from the 1980s is Madonna's Push You Over the Borderline. That's what I'm thinking in my head right now.
Right?
Yeah. That's came into my head. Sorry, Will. I know you and I are big 80s, 90s fans. So how long have you been coaching?
Oh, well, for 30 years. I started when I was 19 years old, starting at Kennewick High School.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, I coached there for 6 years, and then I coached at Redmond High in Seattle for 2 years. And then I've been with Southridge now for 6 years. This will be my third year as the head coach.
Oh,
and
wow.
And between all those years, I coached at all the clubs.
Oh, that's cool. Is there a difference in quality caliber at the high school or a club, or is it different or the same?
You know, it's a little bit different. The club girls have lots more competitions than we do, and they've got their requirements as far as values and, you know, what they're required on each event is a little bit different. But we do get, you know, Kamiakin has a lot of club girls. We always get a couple club girls. You know, or girls that did it maybe when they were little and then haven't done it for quite a few years. So, yeah, the caliber is definitely different. But a lot of our girls have experience as a club gymnast.
Describe somebody that doesn't know gymnastics. Is it kind of like set up like different events like track and field?
Yeah, I always think of it as like four actual different sports because they're all so unique.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, the vault, you're running at an object and you have to fly over it.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't do that in any other, you know, sport. And then bars, beam, and floor.
Yeah.
You know, we can have somebody come to gymnastics that was maybe a cheerleader or a dancer, and they have all kinds of other skills but have never been on a bar or a beam.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I'm a big fan of gymnastics. I always have. You know, when the Summer Olympics come out, of course, I geek out on track and field, and Will can testify to that.
He does.
Because I am an old track coach in the NCAA, Division II, Division III. And then my next thing I geek out on is gymnastics. Because it's more, I look at it as more an art form and then athleticism. Do you agree with that?
I think it's both, actually. It's, you know, there's muscles that you use in gymnastics that you may not ever use, especially men's gymnastics.
Yeah.
Totally different. But yeah, I think there's definitely both to it. It's a sport. It's very athletic driven, but you got to have some artistry as well.
Oh, very much so. So did you participate as a young person in gymnastics?
You know, I taught all my sister and I just played around in the backyard, and I learned, you know, how to do everything just kind of the sloppy way in the backyard.
Okay. That's
and then,
all right.
You know, I went to a gym for 6 months when I was like 10, and I didn't really like them telling me that my back walker needed more work. I wanted to learn harder skills, you know?
Okay. Well, that's
so
legit.
I never did club gymnastics, but I did all through middle school and high school, and then just started coaching when I was 19.
Oh, wow. Do you have any aspirations to go to the next level?
As far as a coach?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to stay local. I really enjoy high school coaching because, you know, I've been doing it 30 years. And
yeah,
if you go to club, it's like a commitment every night or multiple nights a week. I really enjoy just working really hard and focusing on gymnastics for November through February, you know, and that's what's fun for me because I just like that age. I like the high school age. There's a lot of drama with teenage girls, but
it's also a
lot of fun.
there's also drama with women's athletics too at the college level too. So I get it.
I imagine. Yeah.
Yes. We're talking to Becky Shaw from Southridge High School Gymnastics on 1340 ESPN. What else can you tell us about your sport to the general public that people may not know?
Man, well, you know, there's about 5 meets this season, and a lot of people are in the stands. What I always tell my girls when they're nervous to do, like, I don't know, a skill on the beam, they're nervous that they're going to fall. And
yeah,
I always tell them, you know, people are up in the stands that are so in awe of you just being able to attempt that,
yeah,
whether you make it or not. It's awesome to watch.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. If for people that don't have a boy or a girl in gymnastics or didn't do it themselves and have never really been introduced to it,
yeah,
they got to check it out because it's fun to watch. It's always fun to watch. And it's, you know, it's an individual and a team sport.
Oh, I agree.
So
it's a lot like track and field, just different events.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
So when's the season going on? Is the season going on right now?
Yeah, our first meet is tomorrow at 9 a.m. at All-American Gymnastics. And then we go through, state is February 23rd through 25th.
Okay, sweet. It's a short season.
It is. Yeah, we started mid-November and we go through mid-February.
Who needs to step up on your team to make a difference at state?
Oh, I have a couple of girls that I think if they compete at their, you know, at the level that they are capable, that I think already that are just going to go straight to state. They're, you know, they're a shoo-in. One thing I find is like girls come in and they want to do just floor or just beam. And I always encourage them all to do all 4 events, at least try. And then for the first meet, I let them do, you know, what events they want, and then they've got to add events throughout the season.
Phase it in. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
I didn't even think about that. Phase it in.
Yeah. Competing in front of people is way different. Some of them never have.
Oh, yeah. It's a different ball game. Oh, yes.
Yeah. I have one foreign exchange student from Germany, and I'm really excited to see her compete. She's been fun.
Oh, I bet she has.
Yeah. And things in Germany are way different than they were here. Even just the way she did certain skills and stuff. So we kind of had to retrain certain things. But she is coachable.
Very cool.
And I love that.
That's cool. Well, thank you, Becky, for coming on today. And I appreciate your time.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Coach. Happy holidays.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. You too.
You know what we're going to do today, Kevin? We're going to cover the entire Mid-Columbia Conference in a sport. We're going to interview every program for gymnastics on the show. Sadly, there's only 2 programs.
Yes.
I wish there were more.
I wish there were more, too. I was really shocked to hear that when this coach talked to us about the only 2 programs in the Mid-Columbia Conference in gymnastics.
Who do we have on the phone right now?
On the phone right now, we have Sarah Garrett from Kamiokan High School Gymnastics, and she'll tell us why we have only 2 programs in the conference with gymnastics.
Coach Garrett, thanks for calling into 1340 ESPN.
So how long have you been coaching at Kamiokan?
I've been coaching at Kamiokan for 23 years.
23 years. That's a long time.
It is a long time.
So how many times have you been to state in your 23 years?
Probably 20.
Oh, wow. That's...
We've actually taken first at state 6 times.
Wow. That's fantastic.
That's a dynasty.
Yeah, you created a dynasty that will last forever. I think when you retire, I don't know how anybody can replace your shoes.
Well, I don't even know if they'll have gymnastics when I retire.
Why is that?
Well, I'm not quite sure, but when I started, we had Richland, Hanford, Kennewick, Southridge, and Camiton. And we were full teams, and we all competed against each other, and we made our mark, and it was wonderful. And then Kennewick decided not to do it anymore and have bowling. So they co-opted with me at Camiton for 4 years until their freshmen were done.
Oh.
And then Richland and Hanford got rid of it and took up bowling. And I'm not quite sure why, but it's really sad that right now it's only Camiton and Southridge.
Is that happening around the state too?
No, because on the other side of the mountain, I mean, it's happening in Spokane.
Okay.
But on the other side of the mountain, Seattle area, they are thriving. And that's why it's such a big thing to go up there and win state or even go to state from this side of the mountain.
Wow. My heart just hurts hearing that this could be cut. I mean, that's horrible.
They've been threatening it for a while, but I keep winning state. And in 2020, right before COVID, we took third at state.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I mean, COVID hit and that made but they still are giving us a chance. But now Camiton is 4A and Southridge is 3A. So we don't even compete with each other at districts, regionals, and state.
Oh, that puts such a... you're in a tough bind.
Yeah, we normally would travel together to Spokane and, you know, have a united front because Spokane is notorious for being horrible hosts.
Yeah.
And yeah, they are just not... They are just... I don't even know what to say. They're not good sportsmen at all. And so we would go together, and it made it easier. But now I don't go to Spokane, just Southridge does.
Oh.
I go to Seattle where the big dogs are.
What would you do if they did cancel gymnastics?
Probably coach at Garland's Gymnastics.
Oh, very cool. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't done that. But I used to coach Kamaikin's, the diving for swim and dive.
Oh,
and I did that for 19 years.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
But, hopefully they keep the program around because they could take her signature, you know, like with the basketball teams, they take the coaches, the legendary coaches, and it's like they could name the mats after you with your signature on the mats.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
That would be cool. Yeah. That's funny.
Will is a very outside-the-box thinker all the time. That's why I love being with him in the studio with him.
People need a fresh perspective.
I agree.
Yeah.
They do. They do. I agree with that 100%.
Well, thank you, Coach, for coming on 1340 ESPN Radio. And, you know, keep us posted throughout the season what they're going to do with the programs because I wouldn't mind promoting you guys any which way I can to keep this sport alive and going in the conference.
That is so wonderful. Thank you so much.
We need to have more sports, not less.
I agree. Especially female sports.
More support.
Well, as you know.
Yeah.
More support. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sarah. Bye.
Happy holidays, Coach.
Yeah. Thanks. Happy holidays, too.
I'm glad Coach Garrett gave me what I wanted because I wanted drama. She wouldn't give me drama with the other MCC schools, but she did go all in on Spokane. They're lousy in Spokane.
And I loved it. You know, the GSL, you know, thinks they're fantastic, but they're really not.
Tri-Cities is greater than Spokane.
I agree. Plus, I'm very biased. You know, the GSL, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I get bored with them. But like I said, I'm really glad she went after the GSL.
Hey, if they're poor losers, as long as they're losers, and you can be whatever kind of losers you want to be, as long as you stay losers.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. So we're doing a best of show next week for MCC Live, which will be the last show of 2023. Thank you for listening. Will Bradley, along with MCC insider Kevin Kennedy. This is the Tri-Cities Leader in Sports, 1340 ESPN.
Thank you for listening to our crazy show, and we're grateful for you guys. And
hey, you got to keep listening. We got Wyman and Bob coming up next. And then we got a Saturday NFL tripleheader.
Ooh.
We have a Sunday NFL tripleheader.
Ooh.
When you factor in the Seahawks game that we aired last night,
yeah,
and the Monday night game, we have eight of the games for week 15 in the NFL.
That's
on 1340
impressive.
ESPN this weekend. So yeah. We say we have the most football. Are we lying?
No, we're not. We never lie on this show.
We do exaggerate the truth every now and then. But lies? Straight up lies? No.
No. Exaggerations? Maybe.
Eight NFL games this weekend. Triple headers tomorrow and Sunday, plus the Monday night game. Hopefully your favorite team's playing. Hopefully your favorite team's winning, unless my favorite team needs them to lose, in which case then I hope they lose.
Nice.
For Jamie Council on assignment, Kevin Kennedy, Will Bradley, happy, happy holidays from 1340 ESPN. This is MCC Live.
Happy holidays, guys.
I got to give you the buzzer one more time.
No buzzer.
Too late.
No, darn it.